When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Odyssey Sports Station. It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What do you want for Christmas? Whatever that is, I hope you are getting it, or I hope that Santa brings you what you want. It's funny because Randy Mack earlier today was saying, keep the kids away from that Santa tracker. That's the funnest part, man. Like as a kid, that's the funnest part, to know where he is, what's going on. Like, is he close? Do I need to go to bed? I mean, like, that's the best part of this if you have little ones with the whole Santa tracker. But it does become nerve-wracking because then they always go, where's he at now? He didn't change. He's not that far from where he was 30 minutes ago. Where's he at now? So, Merry Christmas to everybody listening. Thanks for being here and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, Mike is off and hanging out down on the beach, I believe. You said he had a picture with his shirt off earlier. Is that what's right, Turtle?
Mike Bell, ATL.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Not sure if I want to. But I'm hoping that you guys have a Merry Christmas. What do you want, by the way? What are you asking Santa for?
Carl, I have everything I could. No. How about
I was about to say you're lying.
How about a full-time hosting game?
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
No. Well, I do want that. But no, I mean, listen, man.
What do you want, man? Come on.
I don't. The things I need in life right now, Carl, are not present worthy.
Okay.
Like, I need a car.
Okay.
I ain't getting that for Christmas.
You might.
I need a new apartment. I'm not getting that for Christmas.
You could.
I'm at a point where I need like major big boy life upgrades.
Okay. All right.
Like to want for individual things, like a new pair of headphones.
Yeah.
I'm good, man.
Okay. So those are the kinds of things you are wishing or hoping for. That as 2025 gets
the new year brings prosperity.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It does.
That's what I hope for.
No, listen, and there's nothing wrong with that. I will say this. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the gifts and stuff, and it's just the thoughts, man, and like people thinking about you. I called an old friend today. His wife passed away, and this is the first holiday without her.
Oh.
And I called him today, and we talked. And we were talking about, you know, how difficult it is in the transition. He's doing good as can be. But the fact is, like, don't forget about those people. Don't forget about those individuals in your life who need maybe a phone call or just something to say, hey, how you doing during the holidays? Because that's really what matters. And Turtle, to your point, like, it's not about the physical gifts. That's great. But ultimately, it's just all stuff, right? I mean, it just is. And so if you have your people, you have loved ones, you have people you care about, your parents are still here and you can tell them you love them, if you have a great relationship, like those are the things that you should be doing. And those are the things that really matter. And I only say that to say sometimes we get so caught up with this other stuff. So I ask you what you want, but you know what? What you're hoping for can come true.
Life goals.
It can come true.
Or you could just do what Carl did, is buy a wife a new car.
I did do that. Boy, I can't wait to.
All that sentiment to say, you can also just buy your wife a new car.
Things are good at the crib, I got to tell you right now. Boy, I can't wait.
I see you finished that Gatorade.
Yeah, man, I was thirsty. What are you trying to insinuate here?
Hydrate.
I mean, come on. If I wanted to get it in, I would have drank an energy drink, all right?
We got those too.
That was not an energy drink.
We got those too.
That was not an energy drink. Hey, Hawks win last night. They are back to 500. They beat the T-Wolves. And again, Ant-Man was in town. Michael Conley. How old is Mike Conley now, by the way?
He's got to be 35, 36 at least.
Conley's been in the league forever, but he's still a really good player. Rudy Gobert, Julius Randle. Jaden McDaniels, by the way, really good player. This wasn't close. I mean, the Hawks run away with this thing, 117-104. We were talking about this earlier, and the defensive presence of Dyson Daniels. For everybody talking about the season Trey's having, and I thought Caleb Johnson, who covers the Hawks for us, said, you know, this year, Trey has taken on more leadership, more vocal, all the things. For everybody saying, like, oh, this is a different Trey, it's not a different Trey. Trey's been this guy. I just believe the defensive prowess of Dyson and the team and the connectivity is just what's different. And, oh, by the way, DeAndre Hunter's different.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah, what's up?
You just said he's always been this guy, which I think is very important caveat there.
Yeah.
He's always been this player.
Correct.
Has he always been this guy? I think he's taken on a new role in that way this
year. Okay, that is fair. When I say guy, I'm talking about his skill set. He's always been able to give you 10, 15, 12 assists a night and score 30 if need be, or score 10. That part of it has always been there. It's being accentuated because the way the team is playing. And therefore, people think something different is going on with him from a player standpoint. That is what I'm trying to say. To your point about the leadership and all the other stuff, maybe that part of it he has taken on more of an onus to say,
hey. I don't think it's maybe. I think it's absolutely.
But look, who else was going to do it? Honestly, like when you look at this team and you say, all right, Bogey, that's not his role.
No.
D. Hunter, he's been – it's not his role.
I didn't work on anything.
Clint is not going to do that. Jalen's still a very young player. Even though I love Jalen's game, I think, like, who else was going to
Jalen's
do it?
Jalen's a silent assassin, too.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great. But, you know, again, he had 17 last night, 17-11. I'm telling you, he's a 20-point, 10-rebound guy every night.
Well, he's literally averaging 20-10.
20-10.
Yeah.
I just feel like who else is – Risha Shea's just got here.
Yeah.
Like, so – that's part of it. Like, I think there's a natural progression that happens. But I also think you have to want to. You know, and Trey has had teams. When he first got here, he had leaders and vets he was playing with that took on those roles. Either way, they're playing some really good basketball right now.
Guys like Landry and Kunin that have come on this airwave, they've just said as much, Carl.
About Trey?
Giving the team over to Trey.
Oh, yeah.
They've said as much. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was skeptical. I think everyone had every right to be skeptical.
Well, but remember at the beginning of the season when I said he's happy and it was one of those things like, well, why wouldn't he be? When you're trying to fit all these pieces and sometimes it doesn't work and you're forced to try to work through that, it makes the situation untenable. That's what you saw with Trey and
DJ.
DeJounte. Right. So now you put him in this situation where he can be that true distributor. You get guys around him that can score and shoot and playmaking and defense. And look what's happening. Now, I'm not telling you they're a championship caliber team, but did you have the Hawks playing the way they are right now and being competitive? Hell, did you even have them getting in the NBA Cup and doing what they've done? They're beating the Cavs twice.
Over-under win total the Celtics. For the year was 34.5.
They're going to get
that
there.
That tells you everything you need to know.
They're going
to
get there. That to me is not, knock wood, that's not even a question if things continue the way they are.
Well, it's health. That's what Caleb Johnson said as well, or Caleb Williams, as you like to call him.
Yes,
that's what he's, because let's be honest, along with the inconsistent play of Trey and DJ, the last couple of years, has there been a more injured team in the NBA?
No, and that's been part of it. That's why I needed him to get healthy to see what this rotation and what they were going to look like. But give Larry Nance Jr. some credit too, man. I mean, Big Body Roddy, David Roddy, all these guys that you went, who are they picking up? Have contributed. Veet contributes. You know, and again, Garrison Matthews last night, Gary Bird, 25 points off the bench.
Yeah, and I said this before, and for anyone who didn't hear it, I think it's a stat worth repeating. We all talk about Dyson Daniels' defense. He's added 10 points per game to his average. That's incredible. He averaged 5 points a game in New Orleans, Carl. He's averaging nearly 15 points a game now.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Well, that doesn't happen.
It does if you're allowed to. I don't know if he was allowed to be the player he is here. And that's the brilliance of this trade, right? I mean, honestly, give Landry Fields, the general manager of the Hawks, an A-plus on this. Because getting him, also retrieving 2 first-round picks in return, which is what we got for those of you who don't know, and having him contribute the way he is. Guys, he played 34 minutes last night. Jalen played 35. Yeah. He's on the floor pretty much all night, and he's contributing in every way. So I totally agree, Chris. Great stuff on the Hawks. They will play, by the way, Thursday against Chicago, and then they will play Saturday. So they got a couple home games here. Chicago, Miami, that Saturday game is early afternoon, like 3 o'clock. And then I think they go out west. They've got Denver next weekend heading into the new year. Then they're at L.A. and the Clippers. But it's been a fun team to watch so far.
Make a prediction.
About the Hawks?
Next year, they're playing on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That I agree. Yeah. Well, they were, and then they weren't. All right, coming up, you're going to hear our conversation with Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. What did he learn about Michael Penix and also his thoughts on the college football playoff coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Turtle is in for Mike today, and Chris and I are having some fun on Christmas Eve. We hope you are. Thanks for being here. Appreciate all the nice, kind words, man. It's the holiday season. I hope you're sharing some of that nice kindness with others as you are with us, saying thank you guys for being here. And Tony, man, I appreciate you hitting us up, saying Merry Christmas. And I want to wish Wes Durham a Merry Christmas. And Wes, thanks for being here, man. I hope you and the family and I know my favorite son of yours, everybody's doing well. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Carl. Merry Christmas to you guys as well. And thanks. Same to your family. I know you got your daughter home from a semester away, so
yeah.
I bet that's been fun.
It is.
Yeah, hope Santa Claus is good to you.
It is, man. It's yeah, and absolutely. You too. I mean, I'll tell you who Santa has been good to so far is Falcon fans, right? I mean,
yeah.
This turn of events, and we could talk about it ad nauseum, Wes, but, you know, as fans, we just have to accept it and like, okay, what do we have now? What did you make of the Michael Penix start? Because I really thoroughly thought we saw some things that were impressive.
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny, a week ago, you and Mike and I are having this conversation, and we're just kind of wondering, right? We're off in this unknown. Raheem really hadn't said a lot in his press offer. And then what was 3 hours after we were on the air together, they announced the change, right? Yeah. So for me, I thought there were a couple things. One, you know, some of the stuff we knew just from the small sample size we had seen. Number one, the ball gets on you quick, right? And, Ray McLeod, I think the ball got on him so quick he dropped the first type deal. But then again, there was a couple throws in the game. There was a crossing route to Drake London where, like, you know, he fit the ball in pretty good. And then there was an out to Darnell Mooney. I think it was in the fourth quarter. An out to Darnell Mooney where Mooney literally turned his head and the ball was right on him. So that's the number one thing. The second thing for me was his ability to play what I would call, I guess the best word is poise. I thought he played calm. And that was good. You know, he avoided a couple sacks. He, you know, there were a couple plays that he put Atlanta in where they just got smoked on defense. But it was in the run game principally, right? So I thought it was a really good start. You know, he didn't have to throw a touchdown pass to win me because I think his talent, his poise. And here's the other thing, too, Chris and Mike, or Chris and Carl, rather. He started so many college games. I mean, he had 45 starts in college. I mean, the guy's got a lot of experience under his belt. And I know Kirk has 100 and some odd starts in the NFL, but Michael Penix is a live wire. And I think we're in for a hell of a show Sunday night, to be honest.
Mm. Wes, when it comes to Sunday night, I know the Falcons defense is playing a lot better over the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
But Jaden Daniels seems to be a special cat. And if this game gets up there, do you think they'll feel comfortable unleashing Michael Penix Jr.? We know the arm is big. Are they going to let him do it?
Well, they may have no choice, Turtle, to be honest with you. I mean, they may have to have him get vertical quick because I mean, look, at when you start looking at what Washington does, I mean, they're top five. On the, this is no surprise. I mean, what would you expect Kingsbury to do, come in there and go stack eye? I mean, you know, they're top five in offensive production. They're 16th throwing it. They're third running it. Fifth in total. I mean, their scoring numbers top five. And Jaden is the straw that stirs the drink. Remember, they DQ got this job, and immediately the number one question was, which of the quarterbacks was he going to take? And as you know, Carl, a guy who is connected to a lot of people still here is Dan Quinn, right? He's a good man.
Yep.
And it didn't work out here. We all understand that. But DQ is a really good guy. And, you know, I don't mind telling you, he texted me in the offseason. He texted me in January about Drake May. I mean, they were going to take the quarterback. They were going to take the best quarterback for the fit. Now, Caleb Williams had played for Cliff Kingsbury, so that's good and that's bad for Washington, in my opinion, because they likely weren't going to get him. But to tell me they got the best guy, you don't have to duck. I will not stand for the quiz. He is the best guy for them, and he's proven to be. And to your point, Turtle, I think here's the deal. He can be electric, and he was electric in the fourth quarter the other day. But to the other point you made, too, this is a different Atlanta defense. You don't have to go back and watch a month ago. You're probably best served to go back and watch the last 3 weeks of what this defense is and kind of what Jimmy Lake and Jerry Gray have got these guys doing, because Atlanta's become kind of that thing a little bit on that side of the ball, too, here, I think.
We've gotten spoiled with Jesse Bates playmaking, haven't we? I mean, it's just expected.
Well, let's get down to the numbers. He's played 32 games here. And he's got, I think, 10 interceptions, okay? So he's got, basically, as Arch said the other day on the air, he's got one every three. He's had three pick sixes, you know, in his career. He's had two of them here, right? He's got four picks this year. He probably has five or six. I mean, he missed one. Remember, he missed one on the opening drive. Ball went through his hands in the end zone, right? That he almost had. So, I mean, I think there are things about him that we've clearly gotten our money's worth. There's no doubt about that. And I also think, too, as I think I've told you this before, too, I think he's the best leader on the defense. I think he is. I think he's a guy that can connect with everybody on that side of the ball, and he's one of those guys, too, that makes you a better player. So, Jesse Bates, yes, proven commodity. The encouraging piece for me, to be honest with you, is the front seven. And the combination of guys that are making plays, and in particular, somebody, I'll throw Judon out there. I mean, a month ago, we weren't sure. And Matthew Judon started to make some plays. I think Eddie Goldman's had a terrific year. AK's doing some things. So I'm kind of excited where this can go. But all that being said, I think Sunday night is it's going to be a hell of a show, and it'll take Atlanta's best effort to win.
Yeah, another guy that I think should get some plug here is Caden Ellis, Wes. He's been the unsung hero of the defense. He does everything. You can drop him. You can rush him. You can put him on a speedy guy. He can cover. And I think he's just been maybe not the best player on the defense, as we just talked about with Jesse Bates, but he's been a guy that through the winning and the losing, Wes, has just been steady as she goes.
I totally agree, Turtle. I think he's the guy that another great pickup by Terry in free agency, who came here and now is a table setter. And think about all the injuries that have gone on around him. Landman, Bertrand, Troy Anderson, right? You know, Lorenzo Carter spent some time hurt. Caden Ellis has been the guy. And, you know, I think he's the one that's, you know, again, with Bates, they're the two guys that are probably the voices in the room that are trusted the most. And I think Sunday night, that's what you have to have. Because remember, you're going to go on this field Sunday night, and it's going to be all hell breaking loose around you at now Northwest Stadium in Landover, and I think it's going to get really interesting. I think the early stages of the game, a little bit like the fight, right, Carl? You got to withstand the flurries early, and kind of create some rhythm of yourself. But you know, this is where I like Atlanta's poise, especially when they start running the football, and I start thinking about where Washington is defensively. And, yeah, they got some guys in there, but they're still 29th against the run, guys. They're allowing 137.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And a half yards a game.
We're talking with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We were at Twin Peaks last week, and I look up, and I said, oh, Wes is on. And, brother, it looked like it was cold. How cold was it up there at Notre Dame, man?
Oh, my God. I needed my friend David Chandler. He should have helped me before I left. So Friday was not as bad as Saturday because Friday afternoon it was only 22, but the wind was only 5 miles an hour.
Wow.
Saturday morning it was right about 24, but the wind was 10, 12 with a kick up to about 17, Carl, in the 2 hours we were on.
Crazy.
So your boy needed hand warmers, foot warmers, long johns, heated blankets. Brother, let me tell you, but I'll say this, an unbelievable environment. I mean, yeah, as good, and I've been fortunate to go to a lot of places in broadcasting. In the late 90s, I stood on the sideline, watched Tom Brady quarterback Michigan against Penn State at Michigan Stadium. It was unbelievable to be a part of that environment and see 107,000 people basically shoved into Beaver Stadium to watch Penn State and SMU was pretty cool too. And it officially cold, Carl.
I know it was. Like, now, we looked up and I said to Mike, we laughed, and I think he sent you a pic because we were like, wow, it looks cold, and you guys were on set.
Oh, brother.
What do you think about these matchups as we get into some college football here before we let you go? What do you think about these matchups? Texas, Arizona State, Ohio State, Oregon's a rematch from earlier in the year, Penn State, Boise, and then obviously Notre Dame, Georgia.
I think Notre Dame, Georgia, and Oregon, Ohio State are the two best of the quarterfinal games. Penn State should win, but I don't discount anything Boise State. Not since Jared Zabransky and Ian Johnson or whatever, the Statue of Liberty play. Chris Peterson had the mojo going, and I think they got it again a little bit with Genty. But I do believe Penn State is a much, much better defensive team than anybody Boise's seen. I think Oregon, Ohio State will be terrific. I think Georgia, Notre Dame will be terrific as well. Notre Dame showed me a lot the other night. Jeremiah Love is they are a run first, throw second offense, even though they don't tell you they are, just based on the way they line up and attack people defensively. And look, Indiana had a great year. I think what's been said postscript is embarrassing to some folks in college football about Indiana, SMU. You know, schools that got beat. I haven't heard a lot about Tennessee, probably because that's the people making the comments are funding the SEC. But
yeah.
I would say this. I think that every team deserved to be there. Now, we're going to have competitive nature as long as we have 12. But I would say this. Notre Dame Friday night really kind of dictated the tempo of that game. And I thought Riley Leonard played within the framework of what they want to do. And that's a good thing for that defense because Notre Dame pretty salty up front now defensively, and Watts makes plays in the back end too, Carl. So I think we've forgotten that the Irish's last national title was, 1990 with
right.
Tony Rice?
Right.
And you know, Notre Dame is, even despite the Northern Illinois loss, they've done a really nice job on that side of the ball for sure.
Wes, real quick before we let you go, you mentioned the Notre Dame defensive front. They did lose a big piece this week. Does that allow for UGA to take some pressure off the kid and get the running game cooking?
Man, I don't know. Raven County Wildcats, they're pretty salty, so Gunnar Stockton might be okay. Look, I think Georgia cannot afford to have the unforced stuff, right? They've got to take care of their own side of the football both ways. And then every coach is going to talk about minimizing explosives. The thing I saw with Beck was the drops, right, Carl, in the back half of the season.
Yes.
There were a lot of drops. If you want to help the kid, you got to catch the ball. And look, I think you need ETN. I think you're going to need Frazier. You're going to need all those guys to run the ball against Notre Dame. I think they're that good up front. And Georgia will have to counter and also play well defensively too. And I think that's why it's a great game. The Oregon-Ohio State game, why would we expect it to be anything other than what the first one was, which was just lights out crazy good? And I'll say this, the kid quarterback in the Buckeyes the other night was in his bag a little bit throwing the football too. So that's why I think we kind of got four of the eight are just mammoth games. And it's interesting how the bracket shook out too, where we're getting these kind of heavyweight fights in two of these four.
I'm with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wes, by the way, and I think you know this being up there, but we were up there for Army-Navy. The Northwest Stadium, they need a new facility. It's terrible. I mean, like,
yeah. Well, I don't know how much you followed the politics up there. I guess the Fed voted that they can at least start to make a move at taking down old RFK Stadium.
That's a plus.
Creating a stadium site there.
Yeah.
Dave played for Washington when they were at old RFK, and he's talked about the place. But they desperately need to take that stadium down and put something there. But yeah, the place in Landover we're going on Sunday is it's in no shape. To host games of that magnitude.
I agree. I mean, they'll be, because it's a playoff vibe, and there'll be folks there, but everybody in Washington was talking about that at the Army-Navy game, and I'm sure they'll be talking about it until they get a new stadium in place.
No question.
Hey, man, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Y'all too. Appreciate it. Yep.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Be well, guys.
All right.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.